In this episode, Sib Sibanda interviews Nola Dlamini, an electrical engineer with 24 years' experience in the information and communications technology sector. As a corporate professional and a single mom, she believes there is great comfort in surrendering to God's sovereignty. Though some moments seem insignificant at the time, when we look back, we can see God has been working out His plan and purpose for our careers all along.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
Welcome to the Monday Christian Podcast, where we're exploring how the biblical narrative shapes our understanding of business. The podcast is structured as a set of miniseries dealing with different topics, and after each one, we invite a business leader to share insights from their own experience. And here to reflect on the topic of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility is independent consultant in telecommunications, Nola Dlamini. Nola, welcome to the podcast and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Sibs, and thank you for having me here.
Now, Nola, I always like to give our audience a feel for the person they'll be listening to. So would you please just tell us a bit about yourself and your business journey?
So as you said, Sibs, I'm an independent consultant in telecommunications. I'm a fixed line engineer who studied at UCT. I initially did my B degree in 1994 and then ended up doing a master's as well.
Thanks for that. We'll look forward to digging into your story a bit later on. But previous miniseries, Paul and I looked at the subject of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, which is a big topic, quite complex and sometimes contentious. So let me start by asking, what does it mean to you?
So for me, I find a lot of comfort in God's sovereignty and God's sovereignty guiding my responsibility in living my life for Him. I feel that it actually places context to who I am. And for me, therefore, the topic starts with understanding and grappling with who God is and how God views me. And I think, you know, just making a little bit more sense of that. For me, God is creator God. God is real. God is present. God has a plan and a purpose. He executes with intent, and we are part of that plan. And if I may, I think why I started with God as creator God, I think in a business context for me, it makes sense of the fact that we are all equal, equally created by God. And therefore, we don't worship man, we worship God. And I think for me, there's freedom in that because in essence, it puts me in a position where I don't necessarily have to fear authority or my colleagues. Rather, God places me in a position of freedom where I can understand that because He created everyone else just like me, right? I should respect the authority, but I don't necessarily have to fear consequence.
Thanks for that, Nola. Let's get now a bit more into your journey. And I want to just ask you to look back on your career, because this topic of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, there's often this tension that we experience. So God is responsible, He's in charge, He's looking after our destiny. But at the same time, we're responsible to actually do stuff. And as you look back on your career, what are some of those moments that stick out for you when you can maybe think about how you were working towards something, but God did something completely different? And you look at that now, and in retrospect, you can see actually that was God ordering your life.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that I always found strange about my own career as an engineer is I was placed to start in technology strategy and in time ended up in operations. And I think anybody who knows anything about engineering will know that an engineer who starts in strategy and ends in operations typically lacks depth.
That's the wrong way around.
Yes, it's the wrong way around. And I think it's been a great point of bother for me, you know, from the beginning of my career to justify that. And I think the second thing that stood out to me about starting off in technology strategy, at that stage, I did a lot of work on mobile technology, broadband access networks, all of the stuff that was new in birthing what I know today as broadband and mobile a given. None of it made sense to me. Fast forward 20 years on, I ended up being head of technology strategy, architecture and planning at the mobile operator. And I think all of the knowledge that I accumulated in that time, in the order that I accumulated it, actually stood me in very good stead. The second thing I think that stands out to me about God's sovereignty and my responsibility is often, I think, as a Christian in the workplace, we try to make sense of where our ministry field is sitting. If I think back to where my career started, I was a Christian, but I kept my faith to myself. I worked with people who were agnostic, didn't necessarily believe in God. And, you know, I lived in the sideline and I was asking myself, you know, where will I actually exercise my faith? And I think that, again, fast forward 20 years on, I had the privilege of walking a journey with one of the colleagues that I met back then, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer and in time also got to know the Lord.
Yeah, thanks. I want to pick up on this idea that, you know, sometimes we find ourselves, maybe our career not heading in the way that we expected. And I'm thinking just at this point in history, we're just coming out of COVID. And so that's been a huge disruption for many people and no doubt many people's CVs. And one of the buzzwords in this season in business has been pivot, right? And because people had their career trajectories planned out, COVID happened amongst a whole host of other things happening in people's lives. And so there's been a lot of unexpected disruption, if I could put it that way, in people's normal career development. And for many, maybe of our listeners now, are finding themselves in situations, work situations that they never thought they would be in. For a few, it's perhaps more favorable work situations. But I think by and large, fair to say, for most, it would be maybe situations that they wouldn't have chosen and perhaps are feeling a bit disillusioned about. So in your experience, as you look back at times where perhaps that has happened, where you've had your own plan, but things didn't work out, what would you say to people who are in that situation in view of God's sovereignty?
Yeah, sure. I think that's quite a question because I think it's very easy to come across as flippant. For me, unfortunately or fortunately, I decided to resign my corporate job in 2019 before the advent of COVID. And I joke about it to say that, you know, I went home unpaid. Everyone else went home paid.
Right.
So I also went home from being a corporate executive to becoming a full-time mom, none of which I actually foresaw. And I think looking back now, you know, it was definitely a journey where I had to find myself in building a relationship with my son and yet also ground myself in who I was in adding value in the business world. Because I think God called me to the side to reflect on who I am in Him rather than who I am in a corporate setting. I found myself in a situation where initially I thought I was going to do NGO work in 2020 and contribute to society in that way. And as you know, because we were all in lockdown, that couldn't necessarily materialize as easy. So I had to register my own business. I'm not necessarily entrepreneurial. Unlike your many other guests, I had to register my own business and I had to actually start finding my own way. And I think what I got out of that is that honest conversation with God is where it all came to be. Because I think somehow COVID called my life to quiet, where it literally was only God and I. I'm a single mother. And I found that God called me to a place, or I should say, brought me to a place where I actually only spoke to Him. It was my only option. I could only speak to Him. So I think there is a place where we have to find our honesty in our relationship with God. Stuff that we maybe can't see ourselves saying to ourselves, we can say to God. And I think in that moment, I found a place where God started really guiding me in my thinking. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I'm hearing it clearly. I'm not saying I know what next, but I am saying that in the space where we can't even face ourselves, God faces us. And that's exactly where He picks us up and He guides us.
Thank you for sharing that. And that's why we love having business leaders on this podcast, because it's one thing talking about theology, but quite often the lived experience is difficult. It's painful. And that's often where our theology is both exposed and formed. And as you're sharing, that was a difficult time for you. And I think maybe even for some of our listeners who are in that place, hopefully take courage from your story as well in hearing that. Let's press on, Nola, because I want to talk about, it's one of the things we picked up on with Paul in the previous episodes, is this idea that because you've got this constant tension between God's control and sovereignty and our responsibility, it's quite easy to start leaning in too much on one over the other. When you look back in your business journey, can you think of times where you've done either one of those things?
Oh, definitely. I think it's a constant theme. I think one of the points that stand out to me is that as a business person in corporate, one tends to live your life in parts. You tend to have a personal space and you tend to have a professional space. And I think I learned the hard way that I'm one person. And I think for a very long time, I felt that I had to draw on myself and my own strength, justify who I am, you know, find my worth somewhere from digging deep within myself. And I think when you enter business conversation, difficult decisions, tough situations from that perspective, your resource is very limited and you easily get to a place of burnout. But besides getting to a place of burnout, you're also very fragile and vulnerable. Conflict situations, difficult conversations are not necessarily easily dealt with from an emotional perspective, and these deep tracks and consequence, both in the professional context and your personal context. And I think for me, I just got to a place where I was working so hard, taking so many things so personally, with nowhere to go, that I actually physically became ill. And I was forced to take time off work and I was hospitalized for burnout. And I was forced to take a long, hard look at myself and to ask myself, you know, who am I? Where am I deriving my worth from? What gives meaning to me? And I think in that time, again, God spoke to me and God actually pointed me to Ephesians and asked me to work through Ephesians and think carefully as to who he made me to be, what he has called me for. And that to me was a major turning point.
So just reflecting on that time in your life, because I think some of our listeners may be on that journey, perhaps not even recognize it, that journey of over-reliance on man's responsibility. So over-reliance on self and what I need to do to get things done. Because let's face it, in business, you do need to be ambitious and aggressive and to work hard. But where does one draw that line? And are there any telltale signs? So from your own experience where someone's thinking, yes, I'm working hard, but have I gone too far on the man's responsibility side? And am I on that journey that perhaps will lead me to the place where you ended up of burnout or disillusionment and so on? So looking back at your own life, is there any sort of telltale signs?
I think over self-reliance to the point of arrogance and narcissism is obvious. I think we all can see that one. But I think the part that we can't see is striving. Right. That's the part we can't see. Striving plays out in our heads. Striving relies on me and my own ability to actually get things done. Doing things perfectly to the nth degree, never quite having it done good enough. Taking feedback hard, you know, being unable to process. So I think the telltale signs for me is just not enough hours in one's day. When your week starts feeling like it needs to be a 9-day week.
Yes.
when you actually can't separate yourself from your phone, when you're on a personal interaction, when you actually should be building relationships and taking care of self, but yet you can't switch off in your head. Small things like not knowing how you got to work, but yet you were in traffic for 45 wow. minutes. Also, I think a classic also is being awake between the hours of 1 and 4 in the morning. Mm. With insomnia, waking up with, you know, that beautiful idea from a deep sleep, all of a sudden you've got crystal clear thoughts about a business problem.
Right.
And I can go on, actually.
Yeah. So say I'm there right now. How do I begin to make that shift back as a Christian to that healthy tension where I'm not saying, okay, well, let go and let God, you know, I'm just going to pray and let him do everything. But how do I get back to that healthy place of saying, yes, I do need to work hard. Yes, this is a demanding job. Yes, it's hard to get a business going, but I also am leaning on and resting in God's power, his control, and most of all, I guess his love for me. How do I get back to that?
I think for me, firstly, I want to say that burnout is not necessarily just a Christian challenge. Yeah. I think one needs to acknowledge that. I think that self-care is the starting point. I think that if you in your gut feel that something is wrong, chances are something is wrong. Mm. And I think one needs to start firstly by breathing and doing basic practical things to just take care of self, feel the sun, you know, take time, spend time in your relationships. For me, practically, I think it's again going back to understanding who God is.
Yeah.
If we really grapple with the fact that God is God, then we will know that nothing else actually matters outside of the fact that God is God. Yeah. Because if God is God, God's got you, man.
He's got your back.
He's got your back.
Yeah.
Which means that, you know, if the posture of your heart is right and you've tried your best, God is with you and he will not fail you. The Bible reassures us of that. So I think the starting point for me is start grappling with who God is. Try and move in understanding that God is God and what that actually means.
Yeah.
Because in God being God, God has a plan for your life that fits in with his plan. And even though to the point of my responsibility, even though I might make dud decisions, which I do on a daily basis, even though I might go in the wrong direction, right, just like the Israelites, I will eventually make it through the desert because God will guide me. And therefore, where is my stress and my striving actually coming from? And I would say it comes from the place that I perhaps need to work on my image or my understanding of who God is and who I am from his perspective.
Yeah, it's very good. And something I've found helpful as well is, and you mentioned God's plan, my plan, is sometimes just getting that understanding that I'm not at the center of this story that God is, right? Because if I'm at the center of the story, if this life is about me and what I need to get done, that can put an awful lot of pressure, say, in my work life, right? But if I realize, hold on, this whole universe doesn't revolve around me. God doesn't exist for me. This company doesn't exist for me. I exist for God. I'm part of his plan. And his plan is sure, it's secure, it is going to come to pass. Whereas if life is about my plan, that's definitely insecure, right? I don't know from one day to the next how things are going to end up. So just making that shift of realizing, actually, life is not about me. I'm here for him. It's not about personal fulfillment. It's about giving glory to God in and through my work. And I've found personally that just helps me to make that balance. Does that resonate?
Yes, Sibs, definitely. I wanted to laugh now because I was thinking, thank God that it's not about me. Because I think what a weight to carry. I think there's just so much freedom in understanding that, you know, God created and God will return. You know, and I'm in the in-between with everyone else having a part to play.
Yeah.
I don't want to, as they say, wax lyrical about God, but I think that God helps us even in the little things, even in the tasks that he has called us through. He doesn't expect us to stand on our own, and he helps us even in that. And I think that there's a lot of freedom in knowing that we actually live in this time that he will return again.
Yes.
Right? And we live with so many other people that he is actually channeling towards the fact that he will return again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't feel elbowed by it all. But I think there was a moment of freedom that came for me. Because before I started, like I said, grappling with who am I from his perspective, I think I was very inwardly focused. And I think I actually felt quite overwhelmed by the fact that I have a role to play. But I don't exactly know how I am going to do it.
Yes.
So I think coming back to something that you said earlier on as to how do we actually get back to a place of understanding God's sovereignty versus our responsibility? I think that we need to understand also that we are called to rest in him.
Yes.
And I think often, you know, as business people, rest doesn't have a place. Rest somehow is associated with lack of productivity,
yeah.
You know, with somehow, you know, just being lazy or failing. Whereas I think rest is actually wise.
Mm.
From a biblical perspective, yeah. Rest is wise. And I think there has to be rest in our makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in rest, there is time to work and time to not work.
Yes.
And there needs to be that balance if we actually believe that God is who he says he is.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And it's actually a theme we're going to pick up on later in the series, because sometimes there is in that business culture, even amongst Christians, you can almost wear fatigue as a badge of honor, right?
Yes.
So if someone asks you, how are you doing? It's almost, you want to let them know how hectic things are and, oh, I'm swamped, right? But if you ask someone how they are and they say, oh, I'm really doing well, I'm rested, I'm relaxed, you think, you're not working hard enough, right? People think you're not going places. You know, you need to tell them how tough it is and how tired you are. And then you're like, yeah, Nola's exhausted. Good. You know, she's going for it. She's going places, right?
Yes.
So we need to flip the script on that. Okay, Nola, as we come into land, what thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners? Maybe there's people who are listening and are battling at this point with sort of making sense of this tension between God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. Maybe there are people carrying disappointment or disillusionment or just uncertainty at this point in their career. As we mentioned earlier, it could be COVID-related or just something completely different. What sort of closing thoughts would you like to leave with people as we wind up this podcast?
Firstly, I think I would like to challenge everybody to start thinking about loving your life as a whole. Try not to fall into the trap of loving your life in parts. I think that's a lot of stress that we put upon ourselves as business people, where we like to maintain a business persona versus a personal persona. I think we are one. I think secondly, also start moving towards understanding that if God has a plan and a purpose for your life, take him up on his word.
Yeah.
He has a plan and a purpose for your life. He's faithful. He won't abandon you. He says that in his word. And therefore, even when you are tired and don't necessarily know what next or what tomorrow holds, you're still within God's plan. And I think thirdly for me is find your rest in knowing that God has your back. So I think in conclusion for me then on God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, definitely it circles around who is God, who am I?
Yeah.
And I think who is God, who am I is a lifelong question that we should be wrestling with. And I think as long as we wrestle with it, we will find freedom in knowing that we don't always have to know. And we don't always have to know what next. And we don't also have to make the right decisions all the time.
Yeah. And on the back of that, I would just add, you know, you talked about wrestling with these things, the importance of community, being able to wrestle with that in community. And I'm sure for those of you listening, you know, there's different ways to connect. I'm sure you've got your own communities, but also as Ziwani, we do have opportunities for you to connect. So not just listen to podcasts and read articles, but also to connect with other business people who are going through similar things and wrestle with these things as Nola is encouraging us to do. So Nola, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. Thank you for sharing your story, for being vulnerable and helping us as we wrestle through what this actually looks like in our lives, this issue of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. And hopefully we'll get you back on the podcast sometime soon, because I'm sure you've got a lot of wisdom to share with us.
Thank you, Sibs, and thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us. This episode of Reframed was brought to you by Ziwani, a community of business leaders who partner together to live out their kingdom calling in the marketplace within Africa. Ziwani is a Mergon initiative. To know more about us, visit our website at ziwani.com. That's ZIWANI.com.